The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I'm sure there'd be mention of the athletics. So you would have seen this morning Kieran McGee and Sarah Healy out in the European Championships in Rome, both progressing through the rounds of the women's 1500. There was no joy for Mark English in the men's 800. Michelle Finn, similarly in the women's 3000 metre steeplechase, though she did run a season's best. All eyes this evening. Plenty of action this evening, but all eyes really from an Irish point of view on this mixed 4x4 relay. Sonia O'Sullivan is with me to discuss. Sonia, are you as excited as everybody else?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the athletics really kicking off this evening. It was a little bit of an early start this morning for people. But yeah, it'll be great to see the athletics in the Olympic Stadium in Rome tonight, and particularly the Irish mixed relay team who won a bronze medal in where was it, in the Bahamas recently at the World Championships, which qualified them for the Olympic Games. And it's a similar team tonight. I think Killen Green is not running, but Chris O'Donnell will come in instead of him on the first leg. And, you know, they would be of a similar standard anyway. So, you know, it's a one-for-one replacement. But the second leg with Rashida Adeleke, I'm sure a lot of people are excited to see Rashida run for first time in Europe this year. And then Thomas Barr on the third leg and Charlene Mosley on the fourth leg. So, yeah, Ireland definitely, you know, would be very disappointed if they don't come home with a medal tonight. And, you know, who knows, it could be gold, silver or bronze, just depending on, you know, what other athletes the other teams have lined up tonight.
So I was reading your piece in the Irish Times, your column today was talking a bit about this, a bit about the championships as a whole and the possibility that we will end up with a record medal haul. So for what it's worth, 98 was when the record was set, the current record, 3 medals, 2 of them were yours. And then Mark Carroll in the 5,000 metres. Is it just that the strength of depth we have now? Is it kind of a particular few athletes who are standing out? You mentioned Rashida. Is it just the sheer number we have going? What makes you so confident?
Yeah, well, there is a huge depth. I mean, it's a very large team, but as well as being a large team, there's a lot of quality athletes who, you know, are all running very well at the moment. And, you know, they're expected to do well in the European Championships this year. Their rankings in Europe and even in world rankings is quite high. So, yeah, definitely would be very, very competitive in a number of events. I mean, it's still a small percentage of the whole team. I mean, if the team is about 48 athletes and, you know, there's probably 6, including the relays, counting the relay as one medal, that will be, you know, fighting for the medals and, you know, really at the pointy end of the competition. But, you know, when you have a big team like that, they're just to be there and to witness, you know, such high levels of, you know, results from the Irish athletes at the European Championships. It gives them a lot of inspiration and hope and, you know, they get to see what's required to get to that level because they're, you know, they're living in the same place as the athletes who hopefully will come home with medals. And, you know, they can share the experience with them and, you know, make their own mind up if that's what they believe that they can do in the future.
So, you know, athletics is not necessarily a sport that gets a huge amount of attention from the majority of the public most of the time. And then people sit up and take notice when there's a big championship on like this. So, you know, people will be aware, though, maybe of Rashida and how successful she has been. But you mentioned as well, the last leg this evening is going to be run by Charlene Mosley in the 400. She is running like at a blistering speed. She is the second fastest 400 metre runner, I think, now we've ever had.
Yeah, well, Charlene Mosley, she's also qualified for the individual 400 metres and she'll be lining up for that as well on Sunday in the semi-finals or maybe even tomorrow morning in the heats. I'm not 100% sure on that. Yeah, I mean, to have, you know, athletes that are ranked so highly in Europe on the team will definitely help to deliver a medal this evening. And, you know, it's definitely expected. You know, the Irish team is at such a level now that we're not going there hoping for medals. We're actually going expecting medals. And the same can be said for Ciara McGeehan in the 1500 metres. You know, she's fourth place in the World Championships last year. She's been running under 4 minutes plenty of times now. So she's very, very competitive on the world stage. She's got a silver and a bronze medal from past European Championships and a fourth place. So she'll definitely be looking to get in the mix when the final comes around on Sunday.
How important, say, for those athletes who are also going to be going on and competing in the Olympics is something like this? You know, what is it, 48, 47 days before the opening ceremony of the Olympics in Paris, that it's a springboard, or also that it kind of, you don't disappoint and it proves to be a setback?
Yeah, well, I mean, the athletes who, you know, because there are some athletes who decide not to run the European Championships because they want to put all their focus on the Olympic Games. But athletes who decide to run the European Championships in Rome this year and who will follow that up with the Olympic Games, they are doing that because they believe it will help them in their preparation to be, you know, at their best come the Olympic Games. So, you know, I think at this stage, you just have to look at it one event at a time. And right now we're focused on the European Championships, and, you know, the Olympic Games is in, you know, less than 50 days time. So I think we'll focus on that when we get through the European Championships. I don't think we should be relating one with the other right now. And I think it's, you know, one event at a time. You know, I always tell the athletes that I work with, it's one race at a time, and every race determines the next race and, you know, what you're going to, your the decisions that you make. So I think we can't really be, you know, looking at the European Championships and, you know, relating that to the Olympics, because, you know, we have to be focused on what's going on right now and, you know, what that means right now.
And do some athletes do that too often? Think about everything in the Olympic cycle and everything as a build up to the Olympics? Or is that just something that we talk about in the kind of the media and the public?
Well, I think if you go to something like the European Championships, but if you're focusing on two things, then you may get nothing. So I think if you're going to European Championships and the Olympics, then you focus on the one that you're focused on right now. And, you know, it would be too easy for people to say, oh, yeah, but now they can go back and prepare for the Olympics, whether it's a good result or a bad result. They are related to the athlete and their performance and preparation throughout the summer, but the results are not really related. And, you know, a result at the European Championships doesn't necessarily mean that the result at the Olympics will be better or worse, because there's so much time in between to, you know, to change things. And you know, the European Championships is a big championship, and for athletes that decide to go there, they're there because they want to deliver a result.
So you've mentioned Ciara McGeehan, and you've mentioned the relays, the mixed relay, and the women's relay as well later in the championships, and you've mentioned Charlene and Rashida in the 400 individually. Who else are possible medal hopes?
Oh, I need my piece of paper in front of me now.
Do you want me to tell you who you said?
I think Andrew Coskren in the men's 1500. I think if he gets into the final, then, you know, we should be expecting him to be competing for the medals, because, you know, he's ranked highly in Europe. And, you know, there comes a point in an athlete's career when, you know, they've shown their level of ability and their level of competitiveness. And then there comes a time when they have to deliver on that. And, you know, you can't always be saying, you know, well, we expect them, or the potential is there. You actually want to see the results. And, you know, sometimes I think a good thing for the Irish team this week is that, you know, we are sending out our best mixed relay tonight. And if that gets off to a very positive start, then that creates some momentum, positive momentum within the team. And then athletes want to live up to that level of the result and the performance. And, you know, if the bar is set high from day one, like it was this morning with Ciara McGeehan and Sarah Healy making the final in the 1500 metres, you know, then athletes, they want to go out and do that as well and match those performances or better them. So there becomes a little bit of, you know, subconscious competition within the team, because everybody wants to go out and do their best and, you know, and live up to the standards that we now expect of Irish athletes.
And the size of the team, as you mentioned earlier, Sonia, about 48 odd athletes on it. Is that just kind of a cyclical thing? There happens to be a lot of good athletes at the moment, or is that I mean, do you put that down to anything? Were there kind of structural changes? Were there decisions made kind of 5, 10, 15 years ago and we're seeing the fruit of that labour now?
Well, no, I mean, the 48 is the quantity, not the quality. And, you know, there will be a lot of athletes in there who this will be a very high standard of competition for them. And, you know, they will find it difficult to match the performance that qualified them for the championship. And, you know, those are the athletes that, you know, they're going out. This is a learning experience for them. It's an opportunity for them to learn. They may deliver greater than anyone would expect or greater than they expect themselves, but they may not. And, you know, so it just gives them a chance to see, you know, is this what I really want to do? And do I really believe that, you know, I can have the life of an athlete, of a professional athlete, and to be able to compete on, you know, the European stage is the first step on the ladder, really, for Irish athletes before they go to the World Championships and Olympic Games. You know, there's steps on the ladder and you need to prove yourself at every level along the way.
Well, today is day one. It goes all the way through until Wednesday, the 12th of June. It was this morning on RTE television. I think it's tonight on the RTE Player or the Eurovision Sport app, whichever way you find easier to watch it on the RTE Player. You get that RTE commentary and Irish analysis as well. So maybe that is the better place to direct yourself and when to direct yourself there. Well, we mentioned the morning session, who got through, who didn't. The evening session gets underway. Actually, in the next about kind of 20 minutes, I think, events start. But from an Irish point of view, Eric Favours is out in the shot put, the men's shot put at about 5 to 7. Then Israel Olatunde, the men's 100 metres first round at 8:10. Then that mixed relay straight into the final, the Irish 9:20. Whatever else you're watching tonight, make sure you are watching for that. Jodie McCann afterwards in the women's 5,000 metres. Sonia O'Sullivan, an absolute pleasure as always. Sonia, thank you very, very much. And I hope you enjoy the next few days of athletics.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.